This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
16 minutes away. 16 minutes from right now. A 1 in 3 shot. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland. 4-pack of 2-day park tickets, correct, at Disneyland, isn't that right?
That is correct.
Chance to upgrade to what?
A 4-pack of 3-day tickets and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice when you've got the hotel already taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's way helpful. Way helpful.
Yeah.
A 1 in 3 shot coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. What you gonna do? The high number is?
585.
The low number is?
581.
So the remaining numbers are?
582, 583, and 584.
Door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3?
This sounds familiar.
Oh, didn't we have that? Yeah, we had that yesterday.
We had it yesterday, yeah.
But the good news is we get 2 shots at it.
Yeah.
So we probably should, take care of this. I'm looking at it to figure out. No, there's a way we could screw this up.
Yeah.
There's a way that we could hand a guaranteed winner over to. There's a way that we could hand. There is a mathematical way that we can hand a guaranteed winner over to Audrey Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's just take care of it at 8 o'clock. Why don't we do that? So once again, your choices are 582, 583, or 584. We'll play high, low. I want to go to Disneyland. Coming up in just a little bit. Have you ever left anything behind on a trip? You'd be amazed at how often this happens. And I'm not talking about a phone charger. I'm not talking about your sunglasses. I'm talking about people leaving legitimate, significant items behind. I have lost, when we went for my stepmom's memorial, my suit jacket's gone. And it's really sad. That suit was meaningful for me. Hmm. And I don't know. Well, I'll put it to you this way. I made it to, this is so embarrassing. I made it to the airport bar with it.
Okay.
I recall that. I don't believe that that's the issue with leaving it behind. But so it was either on the back of a chair, and neither my wife nor I can remember. It's either on the back of the chair, or it is still up in the luggage compartment of the airplane.
Did you call on it?
No, that's a great idea.
Some people just call it a wash.
We've called everybody. We've called everybody. We've gone like personally to everywhere that it might be. It's just, and poof, it's vanished.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
It sucks a lot. A lot. But yeah, other than that, I've never really done that. You had somebody 1 year when we went to boot camp.
Oh, our friend Kaylee left behind an entire drawer full of clothes.
What?
We were sharing a room last year.
Now
at boot
that
camp.
I am going to blame on the bar.
That
I'm blaming on the drink.
Well, the funny thing is that I take a photo of it and I send it to the group text of all the girls that were staying in the room together, and she goes, "Oh, I knew my suitcase felt lighter for some reason."
She's the greatest. She is the.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. I had that, not that instance, but like a hotel room incident one time. I had my mom.
Are we still talking about things you left behind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We'll make sure.
I really wanted the Michael Kors watch, but I could never justify spending the amount that Michael Kors watches were.
Okay.
And my mom got me a really nice one for Christmas. So I had it for a couple, I wore it every day, loved it. And I took it with me to Florida for a wedding, and we were staying in the hotel. And I'd like to believe that someone went into the hotel and took it, the hotel room, and took it. But I know I just left it behind, and it crushes my soul to say this reason I won't buy another Michael Kors watch.
It worries me that I am that guy. I double check, triple check the hotel room. I'm truly paranoid. Like, I pack the night before, and then I double check in the morning. I'm that I'm miserable to travel with.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. You would hate traveling with me. No, but that's the stuff I ask my wife. She'll tell you. We will never leave anything in a room. That's why leaving the suit jacket behind somewhere is so dumb. Have you ever done that? You left something behind?
Yes, my son. Okay, from the age of one to 5.
You left your son behind?
Oh, never.
That happens. No, we've had those stories. When did you leave the kid behind?
Yeah.
We've had those stories.
This is the worst for a parent. From the age to 1 to 5, my son really loved Tigger. And he had like 3 or 4 of them, different sizes. Well, he had a baby one, and I always made sure to make sure his toys were there. And I guess I must have missed it. It wasn't until we got all the way back home. We were in San Jose, California, flew all the way back home. And I was surprised he didn't pick up that it was missing.
Right.
I was able to distract him. But when we got home, he noticed. And then I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, I looked everywhere. I called the hotel, made sure. And the worst thing you can say as a parent is, I'll get you a new one.
Yeah, they don't want the new one.
They don't want that. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's got their scent on it. They can tell. They know.
They've been through a lot together.
Got their little kid musk on it.
Yeah. So it was horrible.
Got your little kid smell on it.
It was horrible. But so now I'm like, okay, I run through the checklist. Even though he's old enough to
thank God.
Take his own stuff and be responsible for it, I still won't ever let it happen again.
Oh, no, I do a checklist now, too. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I can't even imagine being a parent, too.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't want to have kids. You treat Buddy like he's a child.
I do not. It's because I'm so bad. I have to create a checklist for myself. But else I'd lose and misplace everything.
Okay, a little shared experience here. A little, you're not alone in the world. So now you've heard we have laid ourselves bare with this. What did you leave behind? True story. And again, phone charger, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's an easy one. Sunglasses in the rental car. I don't want to hear about it unless they're $1,000 sunglasses. And then what are you doing with $1,000 sunglasses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing listening to this show if you can afford $1,000 sunglasses? you get where we're going here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I never look at social. I won't say never. I rarely, you know this about me, Kayla, I rarely look at social media during the show.
You're not that guy.
No, I'll check every once in a while just to see, you know, make sure I'm not missing something. But, oh my God, I just happened to, for no apparent reason, you know, sometimes you absentmindedly pick up your phone and just check?
Yes.
Tara says, we left our Chihuahua sleeping in his baby blanket on a bed in a hotel in Tucumcari, New Mexico. Which is kind of the middle of nowhere. We went back to get him when we realized that 15 minutes later he hadn't moved.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's terrible. He was probably so scared.
He just sleeping there. No, he was asleep. He didn't care. He wasn't scared at all.
The funny thing is, if I even move at all in my house, Penny is like, my dog Penny is right next to my side. So the idea that, oh, no, he's just chilling. It's fine.
Lori B. in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
What'd you, you didn't leave it behind on vacation. What did your mom leave behind?
It was reversed. We're going on a cruise out of LA, and I get this panic call from my dad that she had switched out the luggage, and the new piece that she had was still in their bedroom at home here in Las Vegas with all their medications in it.
Oh my God.
And the Dramamine, because they're on a cruise. So I run to the house, I go get it, I go to the post office I just got the medication, like threw it in a priority mailbox, and the lady's like, you can't mail medication, like that's a felony. So they kicked me, they wouldn't let me mail it. So it was a huge ordeal, but they end up getting some on the ship and some in Mexico, because I guess you can buy that stuff in Mexico. But
I would imagine there's plenty of old folks leave their stuff.
Oh my God.
So it all worked out.
Wow. This is Hannah in Northtown. Hey. Which, by the way, I misspoke earlier. She is the reigning number one in the P1 Power Rankings, which are going to be pushed back at least a day for those of you who do follow along closely at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Spence is out today with achy belly.
Mm-hmm.
He's sidelined with achy belly.
We're
hoping he'll be back tomorrow. We're guessing it's the mixture of mac and cheese and whiskey.
Not a good combination.
It's usually what happens. So Hannah, this must be a very special Pandora bracelet that you left behind.
Yeah, my boyfriend got it for me when we first got together, and he kind of like added charms on every special occasion. Aww.
And so it had like 6 charms on it, and I was in a rental car, and I had taken it off because I was going into work, and I left it in the rental car. And when I called them like the next day, they were like, "Oh, we can't find it. It's not here." And so I freaked out, and I went out and brought another one and put all the charms exactly how they were and never told him.
That's an even better story. Good for you. How much longer were you with him?
We're still together.
Well, you just outed yourself,
yeah,
so.
We're just gonna hope that the radio cut out while he was listening.
He ain't listening to this show. We don't play Led Zeppelin. That's amazing. And first time ever, she's admitted.
Yeah.
You know what? Hot Chick Ryan, hang on 1 second. You get to go last. You get to go last, and you know why.
Okay.
Okay, good. Hot Chick Ryan. That's why she moves up the P1 Power Rankings every week.
Yeah.
Because she's on it. She's got a twofer here. Shelly in Southern Highlands, what'd you leave behind on vacation?
It wasn't me. It was my sister.
Okay.
And I call her to tell her, because we all were traveling together. You know, all our families all get together, whatever, kind of like family reunion thing. Anyway, I call her and I'm like, "Hey, aren't you guys heading to the airport to get on the plane?" And they're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "So Joe left his luggage sitting here in the middle of the floor."
Who is this Joe? Okay.
Her husband. So she turns to him. She's like, "Joe, you left your luggage." He's like, "Oh, well, I'll just buy stuff when I get there." And they're like, "Okay, no problem." I'm like, "Well, aren't you taking Lily to a grandparent's house with the dogs?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, do you want your dogs? Because they're here too."
Oh my God. They just left. Were they doing a little pre-funking?
I don't know what they were doing. Their dogs are not small. They're 2 giant hunting dogs.
That's very funny.
And they're in a truck. It's not like they're in a big car where they're hidden in the back or something. They're in a truck.
All right.
See you in an hour.
Yeah, bye. See ya. That's funny.
Oh,
thank you,
gosh.
Shelly. Have a great day. Kelly, the South Side?
Good morning.
The South Side. Do we have a South Side? What are your major cross streets?
Silverado Ranch and Las Vegas Boulevard.
At Silverado All Ranch
right.
to me, then. I got you.
Okay.
All right. Or South Point, even. Kelly, what'd you leave behind?
So I travel for a living, and I'm a checklist. I'm packing a week before, making sure everything is where it needs to be. I'm checking the room 3 times before I leave. And I'm in Arizona, and I forgot my adult toy in the drawer.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, no, because your checklist, what is that labeled on your checklist exactly? What do you label that? Just
Bob.
Thing, Bob.
Bob.
Purple
Battery
pirate. Op-ed. It's a purple pirate.
Oh, good Lord.
That's not a rabbit.
Okay, let's slow. Everybody, slow down. Rarely am I uncomfortable. Right now, I'm a little uncomfortable.
All right. Well,
so
sorry.
I go to this resort all the time. So
that.
I couldn't call them and say, "Hey, can you look for this?" I just okay, it's lost.
They know so you there. How many people? How many people at the front desk know you by name?
All of them.
All of them. Sure. Is this Gainey Ranch?
No.
Is it really?
No. Oh. So, but they called me to let me know that I had forgotten something in my room, and they were going to hold it for me until my next reservation.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you very much. I will never travel to that town again. Please just burn down the hotel and everything in it. Oh, my God, Kelly, that's amazing. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
1 in 3 shot. Hi, Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. Hot Chick Ryan, just really quick, what did you leave behind? Oh, it's just Hot Ryan, not Hot Chick Ryan. Hot Ryan, sorry. The name that I made up for you, I've forgotten.
I left my entire diaper bag with fresh pumped milk, diapers, everything for my kid who was attached to my body via one of those baby carriers that you carry on the front.
Sure.
Walked off the plane, just completely left it.
Well, aww. New mom. You're not used to it yet.
Exactly.
As long as you got the kid.
Yeah, it was sad.
As long as you got the kid, you're all right.
I didn't forget him.
There were two things that were more important. One of those is, hi, low, I want to go to Disneyland, and that's happening in just seconds. The other thing that you were questioning, Hot Ryan?
I thought Kayla had a joke. Does Kayla not have a joke?
Well, you know what? We were just waiting for somebody to ask. That's all. Kayla does have a joke.
Yay! So,
why do you think glass coffins were not much of a success?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Why do you think glass coffins were not much of a success?
Remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.